From Spark and Anvil and Haiku Quest, this is Lantern, in Chapter 1 of the Haiku Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Cherry sat on a mossy log, watching the autumn light filter through the trees. She felt a familiar sigh building in her chest. The grove, usually a place of quiet peace, now echoed with her frustration. She had come to its center, as she did every season, to teach Kigo, the Japanese term for a season word. But today, the lesson felt stubbornly stuck. The cherry trees stood bare, their blossoms long gone. Now, the grove blazed with autumn's fire. Maples, birches, and small ash trees painted the air in shades of red and russet. It was a perfect autumn day, yet her students just weren't getting it. "It's just a word for a season," one student had declared, shrugging. "So what?"
Cherry had tried to explain. She'd said the season word anchored a haiku to a specific time and place. It grounded the reader's senses. A poem without a season word, she'd insisted, just floated. A poem with one was rooted, alive. The students had nodded, polite but clearly unconvinced. Their eyes had glazed over. She could almost see their minds drifting off to lunch. She was still pondering how to make the abstract idea concrete when a small chipmunk tween approached. He walked with a quiet purpose, carrying a small wooden lantern. The lantern wasn't lit, but it glowed with a soft russet color, like a captured ember. "Hello," Cherry said, surprised. The chipmunk stopped a few feet away. "My lantern says you are teaching Kigo today." His voice was soft but clear. Cherry blinked. "Your lantern says that?"
"It's russet," the chipmunk explained, holding the lantern up slightly. "That's the autumn color. This lantern shifts with the season. In spring, it's pale green. In summer, it turns warm gold. In winter, it's a pale blue-white. The lantern knows the season." He paused, then added, "And when someone teaches about season anchoring nearby, it brightens a little. I came to find the teacher." Cherry felt a thrill of delight. Her mind raced. This was it. This was the concrete example she needed. "Tell me about the lantern," she urged, leaning forward. The chipmunk, whose name was Lantern, his given name, he clarified, unchanged, explained its history. His family had carved the lantern generations ago. His great-great-grandmother, a gentle woodcraft enchantress, had enchanted it. The color shift was their family heirloom, passed down through the ages. The lantern had traveled the grove for centuries, always carried by one chipmunk tween from the family. That chipmunk, Lantern said, embodied the season knowing. Cherry asked Lantern if he would show the lantern's magic to her students. He agreed without hesitation. Together, they walked back to the grove center, where the students still slumped, looking bored. Lantern stood before them, holding his wooden lantern steady. Its russet glow pulsed softly. He began to speak, his voice quiet but confident. "In spring," he said, "the lantern is pale green." As he spoke, the russet faded, replaced by a soft, fresh green. The students gasped, sitting up straighter. "Cherry blossoms are blooming. The grass sprouts green. Frog song fills the air. Cherry blossom, frog, plum blossom, swallow, fawn. These are spring Kigo. The lantern turns pale green when one of them appears in a haiku."
The lantern brightened, a vibrant, hopeful green. Lantern continued. "In summer, the lantern is warm gold." The green melted away, shifting to a rich, sun-drenched gold. "Cicadas are singing. Fireflies dance. The streams feel warm." "Cicada, firefly, cool stream, sweat, fan. These are summer Kigo. The lantern turns warm gold when one of them appears." The golden light intensified, radiating warmth. He moved through autumn, the lantern shifting back to its deep russet. "Maple leaf, cricket, harvest moon, persimmon, scarecrow," he listed, and the students could almost feel the crisp air. Finally, he spoke of winter, and the lantern turned a pale blue-white, like fresh snow. Snow, ice,
Frost, Plum Tree Bear, Hibernation. The students shivered, despite the mild autumn day. The students were utterly transfixed. Their earlier boredom had vanished, replaced by wide-eyed wonder. They had not understood that a season word didn't just name a time of year. It activated a whole cluster of sensory associations in their minds. Lantern's color shift made the principle immediately visible. When a poem named Cicada, their minds colored gold, filled with the hum of summer. When a poem named Frost, their minds colored pale blue-white, feeling the bite of winter. The poem's entire sensory atmosphere was instantly summoned by that single word. It was like magic.
Ever since that autumn meeting, Cherry has invited Lantern to travel with her to the Grove each season. Lantern, by his lantern's testimony, is always in the right place at the right time. He has become the Academy's season word demonstrator for many years. Now, in Cherry's classroom, she gestures to Lantern. He stands quietly at the front, holding the small wooden lantern. "This is Lantern," she says, her voice calm and clear. His lantern shifts color with the season. When a haiku names a season word, the lantern colors. The reader's mind colors the same way. The season word anchors the poem. Watch. Cherry then reads a haiku that contains a kiko. As she speaks the season word, Lantern's lantern shifts color, a silent, vivid demonstration. The students see it happen, and the principle becomes visible, undeniable. When students ask Cherry if kiko is hard to learn, she always quotes Lantern. "It is not hard," she tells them. "It is anchoring. Pick a season. Use a word that names something specific to that season. The reader's mind colors. The poem grounds itself in sense and place." Cherry adds, as she always does, "And we attribute the technical term kiko to the Japanese tradition. We learn with proper attribution." And when the students choose their own season word and feel a whole season bloom warm and vivid inside them, they light up, glad and quietly proud, as if they have just been trusted with a small piece of magic.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lantern. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.